The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare the people of this generation? What are they like? They are like children who sit in the marketplace and call to one another. 'We played the dirge for you, but you didn't dance. We played the flute for you, but you didn't dance. We sang a dirge, but you didn't weep.' For John the Baptist came neither eating food nor drinking wine. And you said, 'He is possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you said, 'Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by her children." The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday we marked the extraordinary miracle of the raising of the only son of the widow of Nain. Should have provoked an extraordinary response on behalf of the people, but it didn't. After they were glorifying that God had come and done such good things, they just went back to the same old, never really impacted them all that much. So Jesus says to the crowds today, "To what shall I compare the people of this generation? What are they like?" He was mercifully calling them to conversion. But he said first they needed to have a massive Copernican shift in their life. He said they're like children sitting in the marketplace calling to each other. "We played the music, but you didn't dance to our tune." Two criticisms are here, which are relevant in every age. The first is that they were seated in the marketplace, stationary, immobile. They didn't want to move. They didn't want to change. They didn't want to convert. Jesus calls us always to get up and follow him. Our faith is fundamentally dynamic. For like spoiled children, we will sit and not change. Second criticism, he said, was that they wanted to control the playlist. They were the ones at the jukebox. They wanted to have a fast song here, a slow, sad ballad there. Criticism was that they were not aligning themselves to God's tune. They wanted to control, to be in charge. They didn't want God's lyrics in his holy word. They didn't want his melody, especially the melody of the joy-filled good news, or the melody that says, "Blessed are those who mourn." They wanted to be the ones that controlled even other emotions. And these were the whims of the childish. And Jesus was calling the people of his own time to change. He had done extraordinary miracles, but they hadn't budged. And in fact, even when he did them at their request, many would eventually charge that he was doing it by the power of Beelzebub. But he finishes at the very end by saying something important. Wisdom is vindicated by all her children. That the truly childlike rather than the childish are the ones who are docile, not controlling. The ones who learn the music of God. The ones who, when John the Baptist comes and he fasts, recognize what God is doing in John. And when Jesus comes and he eats and drinks because the bridegroom is present, they eat and drink. They're the ones who truly embrace God as he comes in that day, rather than like the Israelites in the desert, come up with the conclusion that they don't want to change, and then find any excuse they can to justify it. Jesus wants us to be true children of God, who are the enfleshment of the vindication of God's wisdom, who become that music. Today's first reading, we have one of the oldest hymns in Christianity that's enshrined by St. Paul in his letter to Timothy to try to help Timothy become ever more a son in the Son. St. Paul was trying to instruct St. Timothy, and through St. Timothy, the whole church that Timothy was shepherding, about how to behave in God's household, how to behave as true sons and daughters of God. And he described the mystery of Christ with this hymn, who was manifested in the flesh, took on our flesh and dwelled among us, who's vindicated in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit continues to come with his gift of wisdom to remind us of everything that Jesus taught and help us to live it, seen by the angels, the Annunciation, the Nativity, at the agony. The angels were constantly descending and ascending upon the Son of Man. It's proclaimed to the Gentiles and the Jews and to everyone, believed in throughout the world, finally taken up into glory, which is why we have this passage when we celebrate the solemnity of the Lord's ascension into heaven. Taken up into glory. Ultimately, that Jesus manifested, vindicated, seen, proclaimed, believed, and assumed. It's the one who calls us in the middle of the marketplace, in the middle of each day, to get up and follow. He is the one who is the conductor of the symphony of the church, who gives us the score to play, and then helps us to play that tune. Somebody who truly was a child of the Lord, who vindicated the Lord's wisdom, is the great Franciscan we celebrate today, St. Joseph Cupertino. What an extraordinary childlike man. He never lost that, even though it would have been so easy for him to become cynical over the course of time, experiencing so much rejection from his home and then from the church. He loved God with all his heart and thought that he would become a Franciscan. Franciscans basically take everybody. They have brothers for a reason. But they thought he was too much of a klutz even to become a brother. So he went to the Capuchins, who were likewise there. And the Capuchins likewise rejected them. God held their vocation director. So he went back to the Franciscans and just asked to work in the stable. And they took him there to clean the stables. But it was there that the wisdom of God and his spiritual childhood started to radiate. So he had a tremendous impact on the animals. So he was singing so joyfully that others would be attracted. People would just sit and talk to him, and they realized that he had a wisdom not taught by human beings or learned in a class. It helped them solve insoluble problems. One bishop one day heard him out there as he was making a visitation. And this bishop, an auxiliary of Naples, went to listen to him, and he talked to young Fra Giuseppe. Fra Giuseppe helped him to resolve one problem that he had had in understanding how God acts. So he told the superiors that Giuseppe should be on the path to the priesthood, which they thought was a joke. But nevertheless, sycophantically responding to the bishop's request, they allowed him to study, never anticipating that he would ever be able to pass his exams. And the rest is salvation history. When he came up for his diaconal examination, they asked him to comment on the passage of sacred scripture, Beatus venter qui portavit. He just put his head down because he had no idea what even the question was asking. He had no idea what passage it was. from Luke 11:28. So just to justify themselves in the rejection, because they would have given him every possible chance, they translated the exam question into Italian. And as soon as they did, his face brightened. Beato il seno che ha portato. Blessed the womb that bore thee. Just his famous passage, his favorite passage in the Bible, because of his great love for Our Lady. And so he gave what was the equivalent of a disquisition on this passage. They were amazed at how much wisdom was in his flesh, there being vindicated. And they allowed him to be ordained a deacon. He continued to pray before the even more strenuous examination for the priesthood, not knowing how he would get so lucky again. But the Franciscans there, who really valued learning in their competition with the Dominicans, the first several deacons who were examined done so well that the examiners thought they would be wasting their time to examine everybody else. And so they passed the whole rest of the class, and Deacon Giuseppe became Father Giuseppe. And throughout his priesthood, he continued to exercise that same capacity to pass on the wisdom he understood and lived very simply to others who were searching for God. So great was his love for the Lord that no obstacle was in his way. Much like St. Peter, by faith in the Lord and the Lord's power, was able to overcome the laws of nature and walk on water in order to embrace Jesus as quickly as possible after the storm. So St. Joseph Cupertino, with a similar love for the Lord, was able to overcome the laws of nature, not only levitate in the celebration of the Mass, but fly to the highest crucifixes in churches, attested by so many even skeptics during his own day. He remained childlike to the end, and he was capable of putting even those longings and dreams into action, because God would be vindicated by his spiritual childhood. At the beginning of Mass today in the collect, we remember Jesus' words from St. John's Gospel, that when he would be lifted up, he would draw all things to himself. Jesus lifted up, drew Giuseppe to himself, even here on earth, and then forever. Today, as we celebrate this Mass, the same Lord Jesus who spoke to the crowds in the Gospel comes to us. He's going to be playing a tune that includes Alleluia, that includes Hosanna, that puts into reality, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. He wants us to begin to hum and to sing and to dance according to that melody. He ultimately wants us to become the vindication of his holy wisdom in the way that we live, so that what he did with St. Joseph Cupertino, he may be able to do with us, so that we might fly with Joseph to Jesus' eternal embrace. How great are the works of the Lord, and the works are just getting started.